Sports. Sports have been an integral part of the TTBWA and have produced world champion powerlifter Carlos Green. Excellence in sports. Articles and photos of just some of the many who have excelled. TOP, 2008. Carlos Green, champion powerlifter, left, 2005-6. New York City Marathon, Lisa Hills second from right and Natasha Roberts, third from right. Cricket. Lovely cricket. Cricket has been played for decades at the School for Blind Children in Santa Cruz in all different forms and fashions, with ball sizes ranging from an original lime or orange, to that as big as a football. There were also balls with bells which gave many a good laugh, for if struck too hard would see the bell going off in one direction and the ball in another. Today, we have in place a formal structure, which since its introduction in July 2003 has given rise to a world of opportunity to blind and visually impaired persons who are involved in training sessions, warm-up matches and competition at the local, regional and international levels. Trinidad and Tobago Blind Welfare Association's cricket players include Akomisi Andrews, Matthew Rodriguez, Ulrich Andrews, Curtis Wells, Julie Matheson, Shayadaram Narayan, Rajendram Narayan, Dennis Sabaran, Andre Nicholas, Robin Fitzolan, Vincent Modeste, Michael Durham, Sheldon Springer, Joseph Laplacelier, Clarence Patier, Dale Joseph, Beverly Fitzolan, Noah Piangu, Dale Jyram. Many of the conventional rules of cricket also apply to the game. The major differences are, the bowling is underhand, players are placed in three categories according to sight classification as set by the international body and carried out by an ophthalmologist. The three categories are, B1, those who are totally blind, B2, those with limited vision who may still need some assistance, particularly with running between the wickets, B3, those with enough vision to move around independently. The B1 batter must have a runner and has the advantage of a bonus run for every run scored. In bowling, the B1s must bowl at least 40% of the overs, which constitute an innings, and can accept a catch on the first bounce. The B2 batter may require a runner. Each category of player is clearly identified by a particular color wristband. Pitch markings are made more visible whilst constructive verbal communication is allowed. Though the length of the pitch is the same as conventional cricket, the boundaries are a little shorter. The ball currently used is about the size of a conventional cricket ball, but are fitted with beads inside for hearing purposes. In 2006, the national team competed in the West Indies Blind Cricket Championship in Barbados, at which TNT's Ulrich Andrews was declared player of the series. 2 years later, Trinidad and Tobago were joint champions with Jamaica after rain forced a no result in the final of the tournament at the University of the West Indies Sport and Physical Education Centre in St. Augustine. A solid victory came their way in 2011 when they were crowned the regional T20 champions after defeating Jamaica in their home country by 9 runs. The national team also placed second in the 40-over tournament, which was also contested in Jamaica. Tidbit. Michael Durham has successfully served in blind cricket both on the field and management, being the former president of the Trinidad and Tobago Blind Cricket Association and the current vice president of the West Indies Cricket Board, TOP, 2012. TNT's jubilant blind cricket team proudly displaying the national flag. Photo by Anil Kaizoon. Bottom left, 2011 July. Newspaper article showing the victorious TNT blind and visually impaired cricket team who were crowned champions of the Philip Herald 2020 and runners-up in the 40-over tournament held in Jamaica. Bottom right, 2007. TNT's blind cricket team. Many of the players are members of the TTBWA. Newspaper articles of just a few of the many who have excelled in various areas of endeavour.